Happy Friday, everybody. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS coming to you live from the parking lot of the Gravois Bluffs. Today is going to be an epic show because this is a cluster. And anytime the DGS walks into a cluster, it turns out to be a good show. I don't know what about cold and rain I thought wouldn't be that bad.
Yes.
Yeah, we have this blanket in the office sitting on the love seat that Tony brought in, and I was like, you think I should grab that and bring it out there? It's supposed to be really cold. Dave's like, no, we'll be fine.
Rates are only outside in the winter in a rainstorm. Come on, quit being such a puss. What's up, dude?
What? How you doing?
Mark Cox is here with us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate that.
You know what?
I've been building bikes for 2 hours.
Let me tell you something. If you could, like, see me as an algorithm, all the things I'm good at and all the things I'm bad at, for real, at the top of the list would be building bikes or bookcases or anything that has instructions. I am the worst.
Our buddy Jim Modulin's down there, right? He made the greatest observation of this as a dad. He said, you know what? If it was about 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve, I'd be a lot better at this.
Absolutely.
Because we've all been there where you're trying to assemble something at the last minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ride any of the bikes I put together so far, but fortunately they're mixed in with all the other ones.
So they're just going to kids. Yeah.
No one can trace it back to you.
That's right. Although they took your picture next to it.
No picture.
They have a specialist that goes through every bike.
Oh, good.
To double check. Because they realize it's radio people, and you got to do that. You can't just let these kids ride these bikes.
So what happened to little Tommy? Well,
Mark Cox,
we got
a bike
a couple years back.
There are all these bolts left over when I was done. I don't know.
His pockets are full of bolts.
Thanks for the extras.
Oh, I do. I straight up do that all the time. If I put something together, I recently put together the Christmas tree stand, and there was lots of parts left over. And I'm like, tree standing up.
Use them next year.
So the question we should all ask is why the Dave Glover Show is down here at ground level without sides on our tent. And the Y98 people have this beautiful stage up here. It's got a backdrop on it to break the wind.
It's a really valid question.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Van Lorenz is up there looking all superior to us.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go kick Van Lorenz's ass.
He wouldn't even acknowledge you.
He wouldn't even look at us.
I've known him for 25 years.
I'm
walked
sneak
by.
Up, wouldn't even look and I'm going to sucker punch him.
Just take him right out.
Yeah.
97.1.
We're going to show you some Christmas music, pal.
give him a right forearm shiv to the back of the head.
Happy holidays.
It's a valid question, though. No, this is not. It's you guys love to suffer through with our suffering. And so when they said, hey, guess what? You get to do a show outside on Friday. I'm like, oh, I'm sure at least they'll be ready for it. And then Dave Murray called it what? Yeah. Fire hose rain. Fire hose rain starting in about an hour.
Yep.
And I said to Jeff, my boss, who I just gave a hat and gloves to, hey, so we're not going to be like in a pop-up tent, right? Because, you know, if it's raining, he goes, pop-up tent? Of course not.
No.
And so when I pulled up and saw a pop-up tent, I'm like, But at least we have two of those big giant heaters.
Yeah.
Right next to us.
Man.
That don't operate.
They're great to look at.
Maybe we can set them on fire.
We're gonna break them into pieces and burn them in a few moments here.
They're gonna have a great little show going on here shortly.
What kind?
Apparently they're bringing in Fred Bird and a bunch of pickup trucks. Are gonna,
I guess,
from the local Chevy dealer or something's gonna be coming in.
Fred Bird sucks. Fred doesn't seem to get along.
Yeah. We may light him on fire before the day's over.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight both Van Lorenz and Fred Bird.
Bird
on the same day. What did Glover do right before he died? Well, he fought Van Lorenz and Fred Bird.
Took out the bird.
He beat one of them.
What a deal. You know, I'm glad they don't make the morning show do this. Can I just tell you that?
Yeah.
That's
you'll work your way up to it. You're new, so give a little time.
Yeah, wait till you get to my level.
Yeah.
Get to be doing shows outside in the rain.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing Exodus. We'll be covering that.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
Next week, so.
Awesome. I wondered who would take that over. That's great.
Yeah, it's good. It'll be good.
What day is next?
I don't know if they've announced it yet.
Yeah.
Near the end of next week.
Yeah,
I
like
know.
Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, Thursday,
some?
Or Friday.
Have you been there before? Like have you seen it?
I have.
I've never seen it.
Just once, and it's amazing. And they do such great work out there. I'm glad we can be part of that. It's good.
Okay, I'd like to see it sometime. The Marine just walked up. I'm so glad we get to do this because for years we did Toys for Tots, and now, as you guys know, we're doing Operation Food Search through Hardee's. Please go tonight and get dinner, tomorrow breakfast for the kids. Buy the DGS stickers. Be be very generous, as you guys have been. We're at about 37,000 right now. We're heading toward 50. And we have 1 week from today.
1 week from
one
today.
1 week and 2 hours, right?
Yep, that's going to be the Chesterfield Valley Hardee's show, collecting money until 6 o'clock. And then we'll also be out at the Belleville Hardee's, Belleville, Illinois. I think it's Greenview Drive.
Yeah, Greenview, Greenmount.
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 Yep.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
From 11 to 1 on Wednesday.
And
so.
Belleville, those people, they give.
Hey, you know
that's
what?
A given group.
For real, the East Side does not get enough love from 97.1. Because they're about half our audience. Just makes sense. And we obviously love them. I'm an East Sider. Rach is an East Sider. But we just don't talk about them as much, you know? And when we do, we're like, oh, Illinois is so stupid, you know?
Wait a minute. I don't think we say that.
You know, like the politics and stuff.
Yeah, I talk about the politics all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Last one out, turn the lights off.
Right.
Because, you know, you got Rahm Emanuel wanting a 30-cent-a-gallon tax increase up there now. What do you do? Because they're trying to pay bills. But, yeah, I agree with you. And whenever I travel east, I'm picking our signal up sometimes till I get to Mount Vernon.
Sure.
So I know we go way out into southern Illinois. That's
craziest one for me was it was last year or the year before when I ripped my groin apart.
Yep.
And I did a 5-hour motorcycle ride back from Branson. Literally my groin ripped. And I stopped in St. James, which is 2 hours solid.
Probably.
And I'm like, thank God. No one knows me. I'm like cold sweating, and I'm gray. I look like I'm made out of earwax. And I'm standing in line at McDonald's to get a soda, and the guy's like, are you Dave Glover? And I'm like, yeah. And then everyone's like, Dave Glover's here. Yeah. And I thought I was dreaming. I'm like, how do you know who I am? Yeah. They're like, oh, you come in clear as a bell down here.
Yeah.
St. James.
Yeah. Is that a ripped groin?
Oh, wow.
Wow, Dave,
that's
why
cool.
Are you limping? Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
God, that was terrible.
That guy's probably told that story for years now.
He was walking funny, but I know it was Dave Glover.
I got back, and I texted my buddy, Dr. Bays from Blue Tail. It's like a Sunday, and I said, hey, I really need to talk to you. I think I've hurt myself. And he sent me back a video of him playing with his kids in the yard, and he's like, can it wait till tomorrow? And I texted back and said, everything between my belly button and my knees is black. And he called back, and he's laughing. And he's like, I can't wait to hear this.
I can't wait to see this, probably.
And that's why I'll never water ski again.
Yep.
My buddy Scott Rutledge, whose house I was at, who was in the boat when I ripped my legs apart, still to this day is like, no, dude, next time. I'm like, next time?
Get back up on that horse.
I'm like, why would I do that? I'm like, I don't give a rat's ass about water. It's like, it's not like it's my life's goal, like, for you to tap dance or something.
Yep, not that important.
Although I think I may go, Scott has a place out in Keystone. I've snow skied once in my life when I was 24.
Oh, I see. Disaster coming.
Yeah, but I'm going to snowboard so that my legs stay together.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I might hurt something else, or at least my legs won't spread.
Is it possible to hit a tree and do severe damage on a snowboard?
Really?
That's what we're requesting here.
We'll go to the rental shop.
Oh, hi, Van Lorenz.
Yeah, hey, Van.
Enjoy your stay.
He won't even look at us.
Don't even talk to us.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Piece of crap.
Yep. Let's start playing Christmas music. Screw him. We're going after him. Come on.
That's
holly jolly Christmas.
Hey, you know what? Can I just point something out here? I mean, I saw Rachel last night at the Intercom Christmas party, and Dave was there for a short period of time.
Yep.
And this
thanks for pointing that out, Mark.
This gentleman walks up. Well, you were like in and out, but you know, it was good.
He's the king
that's
of
okay.
that.
Yeah, that's all
that's
right.
His
that's
his thing.
This dude walks up to me, and I had to do a double take. And it was Taliban.
Oh.
That haircut.
The dude, baby. The dude.
Wow.
He's a new man. You can't recognize. I mean, he
fantastic.
Looks like.
Fantastic. Look, he looked great.
He got the haircut to look more like Mark
Cox. That's what he told me.
Absolutely.
I didn't want to bring that up, but thank you for bringing that up.
Hey, Taliban, can you jump on with us?
Yo.
It is.
Can you turn yourself up so we can hear you?
Yes.
Can you relate to the audience what you're telling Rach and I, that the haircut, it's like a Twilight Zone episode. He now feels like he has to live up to his haircut.
Yeah, so I was eating peanut butter straight out of the jar yesterday. And I'm like, wow, people are actually treating me with respect now. People are treating me like a person. I gotta stop eating it. The peanut butter eating out of the jar, it doesn't match up with the persona that I'm trying to present here.
Mm. Yeah, this is really a chance for you to turn everything around.
Yeah.
So last night, Taliban had kind of a rough night, got some bad news. during the Christmas party, went outside, spoke to someone on the phone in the rain, got soaked, went back home to Alton, and all he wanted was a sausage from Circle K.
Right.
And take it from there, Andrew.
So I walk into the Circle K. They have these hot dogs that are like stuffed with cheddar cheese that I really like. So I walk in there.
They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good. I walk in there. It was like the saddest disgraced detective vendor. Like, I walked over to the sausages. They were behind the sign that said, like, now we're still warming these up. You can't have these yet. So I take them out, and I start stuffing the little baggies with the hot dogs, and the guy comes up to me. He's like, sir, do you see the sign? And I'm like, I see the sign, man.
Back off.
I can read the sign, buddy. I see what it says. And I still just...
I love that he's eating medium-rare pork. Soaked to the
from
bone.
A gas station.
Stuffed with cheddar.
Yeah. Like, do they have any gas station sushi you could have gotten inside?
That's always good stuff, yeah.
Hey, sir, like, those are still cooking. I think I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
I was like, how did the guy respond?
He was like, okay, all right. Because, you know, it's not his
I'm not
going
to mess with
be
that
cool,
guy.
Man. Just be cool, man.
Yeah, he was like, hey, man, look, I'm not looking for any trouble, okay?
But I got to tell you, nice haircut.
Yeah. He's thinking, I would think this guy's about to jack the place, but he's obviously with the FBI.
He'll be Thank dead. God for that haircut.
Yeah, he'll be dead from trichinosis in about 2 days anyway, so no problem.
I'm really enjoying this rare pork.
He's a loose cannon.
That's our boy.
Yeah, Rach said that last night during the Christmas party, she looked out the window and Jellybean standing out there in the pouring rain. Just like, what the hell are you
doing? I thought he left. I was telling people, like, wow, Andrew left and he didn't tell me. That's rude. And then he comes back. I'm sitting at the bar. He comes and sits next to me and he gets drenched.
You're soaking wet.
And just tried to pretend like nothing happened. I'm like, dude, where were you? And you're soaking wet. He's just like, it's been a night. I'm going to go get some pork.
I need a sausage.
I need some raw pork. I was walking, that'll turn it around.
I was walking back and forth in front of the window of Llewellyn's where the party was, and I looked, at one point I looked in the window and I realized, oh, everyone can see me. There's a window. Everyone can
we should
see
start a Twitter account for your haircut.
I know.
So much for not being dramatic about things. I'm like walking around.
It's going to be funny. Andrew's haircut's going to get promotions while he doesn't.
Yeah,
he'll be
no.
the new executive producer yes. for a show. And it's like, I don't know. At least my hair is doing well.
I'll let my hair grow out and like I'll just lose everything.
Every interview you go into, just clear your throat and point to your head. So how long have you been in business?
Just throw that resume away, because I think we all can tell this haircut is going.
Andrew, on the bright side, you're going to get the last laugh, because that driving rain you were standing in last night is headed toward this tent that we're
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
right.
True.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. At least it's not windy.
Yeah. Well, I saw there was a Circle K around here somewhere when I exited. So
nice,
yeah,
nice. Pork's on me.
We can live like Taliban.
That's it.
Listen,
all right, guys, we are here until 6 p.m.
The heater's on.
Ryan's the best.
We're saved,
thank you, Ryan.
We're saved.
Now, if you can just tilt it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the tent's on fire, but come on.
We're going to be here until 6 p.m.-ish, depending on how things go. I'm impressed, though. This is really cool that we have the whole parking lot by the H.H. Gregg, which looks like it's doing well, and just tons of boxes of toys and bikes. So if you would like to bring a bike or an unwrapped new toy, please come by. Say hello to us. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS coming to you from the parking lot at the Gravoy Bluffs. We have a huge operation here. It's all five intercom stations, although only two of them are on the stage, and we're not one of them. So we should be on the air.
Intercom's preferred stations.
Yeah, 10 or 15 minutes until the fire hose rain starts from Dave Murray.
That's right. That's
but
right.
We are collecting toys for the Marine Corps, toys for Tots. We are especially collecting bikes. Has to be a new bike. It can be put together, which would be awesome.
Yes.
But most people are just going by and buying bikes in the box, bringing it by. And then all of Santa's elves here, people who work for Intercom, like Julia over there, who I said looks like Kurt Russell from The Thing.
Yep.
She is not
She's
listening
faking
to
it.
You.
Hey, Julia, you are so faking that.
Yeah, do you have
yeah,
any idea
what she's pulling off and putting on the
she's
same
like,
thing over and over again.
She pulls it out of the box and puts it back in the box.
That looks like a...
Thanks, Jerry.
Like we have some handlebars here. So,
This appears to be a bike.
Oh, it's a unicycle. One wheel.
Oh, that's exactly what I would be doing.
Mm-hmm. Tony's on his way with a blanket, you guys.
Hey, good.
Great.
Good for, good for somebody.
Yeah.
Something tells me it's not going
to
be me.
Tony's going to get caught in traffic and show up at like 5:45.
Oh, man.
Oh, woo. Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, Ray said, remember when we did our show from Skip's pool?
Yeah. Those are the days.
Yeah.
When we used to have fun. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. This is great. No. It's for the kids.
There are how many bikes think are sitting right? There's
a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Man, so, and they just keep, people just keep bringing them in.
Well, and these are all boxes full of bikes that need to be made.
Yep.
The best part about watching our coworkers put them together right now is I know at least 50% of these people are hungover from the party
from
last
Christmas
night.
Fire.
So
yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Nothing like being out in the frozen rain. Makes putting together metal bikes when you're hungover.
Yeah. Makes good for good bike assembly.
Yeah, we're going to lose at least one coworker today.
Yeah.
Someone's dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
only a matter of time.
My money's on Trisha.
She had the world's smallest bicycle. She walked by the single
one.
It was like 6 inches high or something.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
We're gonna do stuff today, right?
We're doing the
We've got lots of stuff. We have the Elite Eight of the best main event toy at Christmas, kind of like a bike.
Uh-huh, okay.
We're also gonna do the Elite Eight of the best advice you've ever received. We're gonna talk to Frank Cusimano at 4:40. We're going to talk to Tim Convey, who is coming by at some point today. And at 5:00, Mark Reardon from KMOX is going to come on and talk to us. So it's been a pretty...
How about that?
We've already had Mark Cox on. It's been star-studded out here today.
You know, Reardon. You know what me and Reardon have in common? Neither of us made the main stage.
I know.
Yeah.
Now we can commiserate with one another.
Yeah.
Dan Loren says 8 words an hour.
I know. And it's happy holidays.
He can do it from his car. Bitter. What do you want to do right now?
I don't know. What do you want to do? I'll do anything you want to do. Man, the traffic is crazy. People are, I know it's like we're a week away or short of Christmas. People are driving. Take it easy.
Poorly?
Oh, man. Take it easy. And a lot of horn honking and a lot of your number one signal. Oh, yeah. Just.
This goes to show you the.
Take it easy.
The difference between me and Rage. We both drove here coming down 55 from the station. And at some point, evidently a truck hauling paper had, like, opened its door. And so there were just thousands of pieces of paper just spinning around Highway 55. And I got here, and I'm like, did you drive through the paper thing? She's like, yeah. I'm like, wasn't that the coolest thing ever? And she goes, no.
It's horrible.
It was a bunch of litter. And I was like, but it looks so cool.
It was hurting my heart. There was so much litter, and it's just going to disperse all over the area.
Yeah.
No one's going to go pick that up.
Nope.
That's just he's like, yeah. No, it's just trash living in nature now.
Just think of it had it been glitter.
Yes. Yes.
You ever get glitter bombed?
No.
Oh.
How does that happen?
Someone sends you a envelope with a spring-loaded thing full of glitter, and then you open
it. Like your friend does or an enemy does that?
Yeah, I think mostly enemies.
Yeah.
And then when you open it, it just pops open and glitter goes everywhere.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happened to me one time. Mm. I thought it was cool.
Who was the enemy who sent it?
Yeah.
Was it Reardon?
I don't remember.
Was it Van?
Yes, it could have been.
He heard you bad rapping him?
Yeah. He just spelled his name different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wouldn't figure it out. What do you think of this? South Carolina megachurch pastor's wife defends pricey anniversary gift. What do you think he gave her?
I already know what it is.
Car?
$200,000 Lamborghini.
Yeah. And this guy's a pastor?
He's a pastor of a church.
The best part is, Mark, the pastor's wife went on Instagram and was like, I don't see you guys making a fuss when basketball players buy a car. And it's like, well, because they're basketball players.
Yeah.
They're not pastors.
Have they got any openings? Man, a pastor can afford $200,000 on a car?
I would love it if you were a megachurch pastor.
Oh, you and me both.
He would have been the best.
Really?
You kidding me?
The charisma.
He'd been close to everybody.
Welcome that flock in. Yep.
Fake crying, nailing all the women.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That went a little sideways.
That's what they all do.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Well, that's what you'd do if you were them.
If I was them.
You'd have to get a haircut like Taliban, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Man, that's what it is. He has an Ernest Angley haircut.
Somebody online said he looks like a young Mark Close.
Oh, for the love.
I know. That stopped me.
You, Taliban, Ernest Angley.
Pretty much, same.
Rachel, you know who that is?
Who?
Ernest Angley.
No.
Look him up and see Taliban's hair.
Ernest Angley.
Yes. He was a gay megachurch pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
He's still around, isn't he?
That's progressive.
Yeah.
I think oh, wow. That is
Well, he
Andrew's
didn't tell
hair.
Anybody he was gay.
Yeah.
The only difference is I think Andrew's hair is real. This guy.
What are you trying to say?
That's a
rug. Big
Can
time.
We post that? Can someone make that happen?
Like a side-by-side?
Side-by-side.
I would have to try to find a royalty-free photo. Sorry.
Ernest wouldn't mind. Go ahead.
So under the heading of Anything's Possible, Keith Richards had stopped drinking.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that. It's been like a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I loved what he said, too. He said, you know, I got tired of it, and so I stopped. Just like other things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't make a big deal out of it. He doesn't talk about, right. I'm going into this recovery or that. He just says, I drank my whole life, drank like a fish, wasn't good for me. How old is he, 75?
Yeah, probably close, 73.
Just got to the point and said, okay, I'm done.
Wow. So at that point, after drinking as much as he has over that many years, I guess things would, I mean, nothing's going to turn around, but I mean, it's not going to digress any further, correct? I mean, his kidney's not going to,
I don't know,
all of a sudden,
start healing.
Yeah, start improving.
I don't know, the body heals. I know that they say that people can smoke for years and years and years, and if they truly stop, that cleans itself out.
Takes a period
of
time.
It takes years. I remember one time, oh, God, there's that a-hole Fredbird. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We see, yes.
In the back of a truck.
Yeah, you got bikes.
Yeah.
That's great.
He's only going to be doing the main stage, so we got nothing to worry about.
I wonder if he's going to do that bit where he tries to eat Dave's head again.
Oh, gosh.
That's
That would be unexpected.
Yeah.
And that's why that's funny.
Look at, man, that is a lot of bikes they're bringing in.
Yeah, holy are they cow. Doing a parade?
Is yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Fredbird's doing a good thing.
Yep. Pickup trucks full of bicycles. Nice. Very nice. Man.
Do we know whether these are Weber Chevrolet cars or...
They're Chevys.
They're Chevys.
Then they are.
Yeah, they are now. Thanks, Skip.
Julia, did you just yell, there's Fredbird?
She picked him. She picked him right out.
Man, the cops are here.
Nothing gets by her.
Yeah, you better look out for the 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
The cops are here for crowd control. Then you're like, hey, is that Rachel Zimmerman?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Just talking into the mic, so something's going out over the air.
Yep.
I know you live.
Yep. Yes. Say something.
All right.
Okay.
They donated $7,000.
Oh, okay. That's pretty nice.
Okay.
You're
going to share that information or you're going to...
John Goodwin is one of those guys. I love him. Everything John Goodwin says is like a secret.
Yeah.
He could be saying like, hey, I brought some cookies in the kitchen. He does this.
Yeah, he's a little...
He looks both ways.
Yeah. He leans in.
Cookies in the kitchen.
Don't say anything.
My brother-in-law, Mike's, or Coach Joe, who coached Phoebe in softball. He's... Everything's like the CIA.
Yeah. Yes.
Only he talks out of his mouth like this. So anyway.
Keep it to yourself.
They're opening a McDonald's.
It's one of my favorite things about my mom. My mom, when she used to gossip, would talk out of the side of her mouth three times louder than she normally talks.
Yeah.
The volume goes up.
So I hear she's got a boyfriend. Like, Mom, the fact that you're...
Don't say anything, but
that's
I think
right.
she's good.
The fact that you're slightly skewing your lips is doing nothing. When's Convy's ass going to get here?
He said he'll be here slightly after 4.
Okay.
Well, that's when Tony Colombo's here.
I know.
And we only have 4 mics. How will we choose between Tony and Convy,
Mark?
No,
Tim's
going
to hold the handheld.
You know what? I'm going to take one for the team.
Here we go.
I'll go home.
I thought you were going to say he can sit on your lap or something creepy like that.
I'll stay. He can sit on my lap. We can share a mic. Man, look at all those mics.
I'll hold him while he talks.
That's right. Tenderly.
Okay, seriously. What sort of life form... rides these tiny, tiny bikes.
Little kids.
They've got
training
wheels. Yeah. So these are
they fetuses?
Steve, this event is for the tots.
Yeah, tots.
It's in the name.
Bikes, tikes, tots. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep.
I want to ride one of these.
Yep. There you go,
Fred. What's stopping you?
Yep.
The show. Honestly.
Oh, that's right.
Being on the air.
That one right there, that just has my name on it.
That's that one's cool.
Plus, it has a hole in the seat.
Yep. Yeah, what's that all about?
What do you think it's about?
Oh, 26-inch mountain bike. Very nice.
Oh, look, Fredbird's on a bike.
Yep.
Did not see that coming. Wow.
Totally by surprise.
There is a reason he is the bird named Fred.
With all these people bringing in bikes, it's so nice.
This is I mean, the bikes.
I love to see his brain working like, okay, I'm Fred Bird. We got a crowd. Got a bunch of bikes over here. Hold the phone.
I have an idea. You're going to call me crazy.
Oh, man. The hate for the bird is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm just being mean.
I know.
I like him fine.
Uh-oh. Look, he's going to go in for the bite.
Yep.
You ever notice that most of what Fred Bird does is sexual harassment?
Uh-oh.
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 Coming our way.
Uh-oh. Yep. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Time for the Me Too. Here you go.
Please don't touch our equipment. Hi.
By that, we mean genitals.
Oh!
You got me every time.
This is why, Dave.
I think you'd catch on after a while.
Has a hard time.
Thanks, yep. Bird.
He's always punking
That's
you.
That's why I hate the mascots.
Yep.
Oh, good. Now he's going to go bug Van Lorenz.
On the main stage. I'm surprised he even talked to us.
Yeah.
You know, on the little satellite stage.
Van has no time for anybody since he's on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, our boss, Becky, is so chic. Like, she's wearing a leopard faux fur coat and, like, the coolest bag. I just got to point it out.
And, like, pink boots.
She always looks, like, so fashionable.
Yeah.
She looks
yeah.
so much better than Julia.
Look.
Will you
hey,
stop?
She's working on that bike.
Faking it.
It's almost starting to look like a bike.
What are those handlebars
she's
you had?
She's just spinning the wheel.
No child should ride that bike.
This will be Christmas 2020, so just keep working on it. So,
man. All right. So this is pretty much what we're doing. We do have stuff to do. Combi's on his way. Tony's on his way.
Combi just texted and asked if we need anything. Do you
yes.
guys need anything?
Yes.
Heat, fire.
I would love a hot coffee. But you don't have to get my hot coffee.
Okay.
With cream and sugar.
Yes, I'll just tell him no thank you.
Even though the answer is yes.
No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks. You can go by Circle K and get some of those sweet cheese sausages.
Yeah.
Not unless they're overly done. All right. Quick break. Right back. DGS. Happy Friday. Welcome back, guys. Let's look at it.
I think the heavy stuff's coming later.
DGS. We are...
Oh.
We are in a parking lot
oh.
where it's raining.
About an 80 mile an hour breeze. What, give up showbiz? Oh, hell
is,
no.
This is classic.
But it's for good cars.
What's it like to be famous?
Cars. Yeah, really. 46 years and I'm hanging on a parking lot. Bring the bikes out. We got lots of bikes.
It's for
bikes
the tykes. Tykes.
Yes. And man, there are just the pictures just coming out doing a photo op deal. Man, there are a lot of bikes here. Thank
I'm
you.
Trying the you can use gloves on your phone thing. That's really, it's my first pair.
It's pretty neat, right?
It's really neat. I like it a lot.
I have the mittens that are also gloves. They're fingerless gloves, and then you can pull the mitten part over
he's got
it.
A one up.
Wow.
No, my hands are very cold all the time.
Yeah.
And then whenever it's off, it's just flapping around. Great radio.
So as Mark pointed out, we are here for Toys for Tots, Bikes for Tykes. It's going on all weekend. I know we're going to... I don't want to say this on the air. We may be out here tomorrow at some point.
Yes.
The jury's out. But Intercom's going to be here all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. Here is in the parking lot of Graboid Bluffs. I've never been here before. There's a little bit of everything, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah. There's a Michaels. There's a Petco. There's a Kohl's.
Right off 141. 44 and 141, very easy to find, or I should say Graboid and 141.
Trying to get Phoebe Glover to find. Come with me here tomorrow, but I think she thought it was like a mall.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a strip mall situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's
There's
big.
A Schnucks right over there. Mark's sponsor's right over there.
That's it. And
but I think it's going to be decent weather tomorrow, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, the rain should be ending, I think,
so
tonight.
So, guys, get this. After the genius of Fred Bird riding a bike, he got inside one of the boxes for Toys for Tots, and he used it like a sack race. This is why I could never be a Fred Bird.
I think Dave's just jealous of his material.
Were you molested by a bird as a child or something?
Mark,
really
close.
He's really got some problems here with this bird.
That's a really personal question.
I know. I'm sorry.
Is there anyone out there who hasn't been molested by a mascot? Is there a mascot out there that's never... molested someone?
Oh, man. Happy
hey,
holidays.
Let's change the subject.
That's a hell of an idea.
I was looking on the internet earlier, and I saw this. If you found $10 million in a suitcase on the side of the road, what would you do?
I would contact a lawyer. I would have it scientifically checked out to make sure there was, you know, nothing crazy about it. And then I would keep it and spend it.
Okay.
Good idea.
We just had the story a couple of weeks ago about the... storage locker.
Yes.
Somebody bought that, and because it was one that they
hadn't
paid.
I don't think that puddle of water next to that electronic stuff is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Move that over.
It's probably fine.
The people that it was their storage locker, they quit paying on it. They lost it. And they had, there was a suitcase in there with, I don't know, $7.5 million. They wanted their money back. And then they offered the guy that bought the locker, like, I don't know.
I think it's the worst advertisement for storage warring ever, because the guy settled for like $1.5 million.
Yeah. You bought it. You got it. It's your money, pal.
Yeah. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Finders, keepers.
Absolutely.
Are there any more bitter words in the world when you're a kid?
Yes.
Nope.
And like you drop something and your friend picks it and they're like, finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Because what makes you so mad is you have to live by it. You're like, oh!
I know. It's the law.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I heard that being like, oh, really?
Hey,
okay.
Van.
No way to.
How's that cool stage you guys
are
under?
Is that nice up there?
What's that like?
The band.
Can you talk to us for a minute?
Yeah.
The legendary Van Lorenz.
I know.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
You got to get back to Jingle Bell Rock. I know that's, you know.
Two minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Get back in.
I got to be well coordinated with my potty breaks for
sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know why we raided the stage. I'm not sure why.
We were kind of wondering ourselves.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a heater that is blowing? What is that thing?
That's
it looks like a fire tornado.
That's a heater.
We have a kick butt heater.
We don't.
And you don't.
This is as good as it gets.
That's not bad, though.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You guys keep up the good work.
All right,
Jingle Bell Rocks.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Ray, do you have more?
Yeah, I have more on this. It feels good to make up with Van, you know? Yes, Jeff?
Do you have time to put the Lion's Choice guy on? Just a quick hit, even though we're doing hard.
Can we talk about
can we talk about
break?
It on break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our program director just interrupted us live on the air to whisper to us. Does he need to take off?
It's okay.
You can join us if you like.
Nice. Jeff, hop on.
Go ahead. It's nice because it keeps your ears warm.
Oh.
Isn't that
lovely?
Nice?
I'm
going
to keep this and pretend I'm on the air.
Just walk around.
Walk around and talk angrily into a dead mic.
That's right.
Yeah, just a lot of this.
So more on the subject.
Yes.
Lots of users replied to this. Someone said, reported to the police. I'm sure someone is really missing their $3 million in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Lots of people saying I would take it, like Dave said, have it scientifically inspected because you don't want it to have like a GPS or be dirty money.
You don't want that guy from No Country for Old Man coming at you.
Yeah, no kidding.
My favorite answer was from someone who said I'd pay off my student loans and I guess I'd put the remaining $10 in a Salvation Army kettle.
Man, that's Fredbird level comedy right there.
Good one.
You usually have to be a mascot for a Major League Baseball team to be that hilarious. What a knee slapper.
Man.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you have got any ideas for the 4 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Anything that will keep me here.
The funny thing is, I was feeling really good about this show earlier.
Yeah. Well,
now it's
there
just,
you go. Just goes to show you.
It's come
being washed away with the rain.
Different. It just is. It's completely different in a parking lot being rained on.
Wait a minute. This is supposed to be a harmless fire hose. I believe I heard.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to put a picture of this up on the Facebook of the puddle of water.
Do not worry about the thunder.
We can use it in our deposition later. Whoever survives.
Yeah. But at least it isn't windy. We got that going.
I'll do a Facebook Live of the water situation.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take another break.
Thank you.
Then we're going to come back.
Wrap up.
We have hours of entertainment. Same type of high-quality entertainment as you've been enjoying for the past 55 minutes.
Mark, are you going to ride a bike?
Fredbird already ruined that joke.
If I can ride it home right now, you bet your ass.
I don't think he's coming back, folks. If you want to join us, come out, bring some hot coffee, bring a couple umbrellas, maybe a tarp.
A
tarp would be good. We're in the parking lot of the Craft Boy Plus.
Dave Burr's going to deny this is happening.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's a fire hose.
I told you fire hose.
Fire hose, man.
I told you fire hose. Why didn't you prepare? I told you fire hose. All right, quick break, right back. Happy Friday. Welcome back, guys. DGS. Few minutes past 4 a.m., I believe. we're fine now. Convy's here.
Yeah.
And Tony's here. And he brought the blanket.
And the good weather. Thanks, guys.
Tim, I know you fancy yourself a comedian. If you have a notebook, maybe, Fred Bird's running around, and he's doing some classic gold bits.
Is he really?
Yeah. You might want to take some notes. Use it next time you're in Omaha.
Throwing his hips around a little bit.
He bit my head.
Yes. Really?
Right.
He anybody the head? Whole thing. In the his whole, mouth.
In his mouth.
Beak.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Right now, all the Cutter fans are like, you shut up. Fred Bird's a god.
But doing things that are always like this close to like too sexual.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Covered?
Well. Hashtag me too, Fred Bird.
Well.
Hey, thank you to the gentleman that brought us the coffee nut M&Ms and the mega peanut M&Ms just now. Really nice.
So did you get that coffee after you heard us say we needed coffee but not to bring it?
It was before, and Rachel, did I not text and say, do you guys need
it? He did,
anything?
And I said no thank you because Dave was like, I would like a coffee, but he doesn't have to bring it one. So I was like, okay, fine.
That's exactly the thing you say when you want it.
Then you text him.
I think I was in line at Starbucks when I sent that text.
Damn it.
Sorry. Ouch.
This is kind of funny. We're bitching because we're babies, and it is starting to come down now, but we're still under a tent, and most people are involved in this are running around out in the open weather putting together bikes, and we're like, one of our two giant heaters is malfunctioning. This is crap, man.
What was our guy's name? Steven?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. I don't know where
Jeremy was just here. He came by. He is one of the guys that marks your utilities.
Yep.
And I said, do you work in this kind of weather? He's like, we work in every kind of weather. And I said, this is yet another career I should never be a part of because I would just show up and spray paint your yard haphazardly and leave.
Over anything. Wires, cables.
And I think I'm charming enough to get through about 10 of those jobs where people go, David, the places you made all the lines, there were nothing in there. I'm like, what? It must be the centrifugal force or something. Then after a while, you're like, oh, you're just making stuff up. Now we got it.
Yay! This is going so well.
What'd I miss?
They're trying to put the walls up, and it's just not
so
working.
It's just sending sheets of water.
I just came from over one
indeed.
We did this.
It's a good idea.
$10,000 shopping spree.
Oh, yeah.
So we gave away the shopping spree, and then I got to follow somebody around West County Mall just spending $10,000. And
nice.
I've never been a part of a shopping spree before.
I had a question. It's a Reddit question.
Yeah.
But one of them was, if someone just walked up right now.
Yeah.
Now is a good opportunity because we're in Gravois Bluffs. But if someone just walked up to you and gave you $10,000 in cash.
Yeah.
And says you have 30 minutes to spend it. And you can only not spend any more than $1,000 per place. You have 30 minutes. What's your strategy?
Wow. Starting right here where I stand.
If you want.
And is that place no longer open?
It's not doing a lot of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little slow today.
Office Max, I see.
Sure.
Target. Of paper?
Target, duh.
There's a Target that's not
there.
Oh, bad.
Yeah.
This person hit the Apple Store.
Ooh, Ulta Beauty. Yes, I could go spend 10
Olive
grand
Garden,
there.
Olive Garden, for
that's
sure.
Oh.
No, Ulta's like makeup and shampoo. And
How many breadsticks could you get for 10 grand?
Well, they're unlimited.
There's
so
a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
But the person who did the spree bought two bikes for...
Oh, that's nice.
Oh,
that's
nice.
So nice.
And
very
so
nice.
Like a hero, I carried them from one end of West County Mall to the other.
Man.
And they were heavy.
Look at you.
And then
no,
I
you
thought
ride
I
those
was going to look so cool when I showed up here. And then right as I got out the door, I ran into Jen Myers, who said, oh, I valeted. Let's just throw them in my van. And I couldn't think of a reason to say...
Right.
To
but
say
I
no.
wanted the credit.
Yeah, photo op.
You know what, Jen? I'm going to say no to you.
Yeah. Petco, you could do some damage at Petco with that money.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You could buy some shit, Sue. There. See what it is?
Yeah.
That's Fred Bird level.
He may use that at the next game.
No, he doesn't talk.
Oh, that's right.
That's the magic.
Oh, that's it. It's all.
Tony's wiping his face on my blanket.
Tony, you seem to be suffering worse than the rest of us here.
Yeah, so you just got here.
Yeah, you just walked
out.
Yeah.
To be fair, he left the warm studio to come out here.
I just built the wall.
Look at that. The wall.
That was you that spread the sheets of water on us?
No, I went over there when it was obviously not a two-man job.
Oh, okay.
But he got
we
them
got it
to
done.
Pay for
the
it.
The wall has been built. That's right.
Well, I'm mad at myself for not dressing properly.
I am too.
No, for real, take the blanket. I don't need
no,
it.
No, no, no. I'm
no,
fine.
No, 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 no. I insist.
No, I'm fine.
You also have a
He's
gift bag over here with
a
scarf and gloves. And
I'm usually pretty good at dressing for cold weather.
Do you need a hat and gloves?
And I didn't do it. Nothing.
I'll open up these M&Ms.
Gloves, sure. Yes.
Here you go.
Yeah, you want to see something funny? Look at this. Nuts. So I keep gloves in my truck, of course. These are both right-handed gloves.
Nice.
Look.
City gave us bags with all kinds of names. Got some.
Yeah, thank you, City Group.
It's like Dumb and Dumber. Extra gloves. We're in the Rockies. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I've never been in this position. I have so much show prep, and it just feels like nothing matters.
It's too cold to bend over and get it.
Yeah. Like nothing matters. Nothing works. We're not really on the air.
Did you talk Christmas party already?
No, because I was only there like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to talk it?
Rachel and I got some quality time.
Yeah.
In.
Oh, yeah?
Tim and I bonded.
Some of the worst karaoke I've ever heard, and I feel like I've heard quite a bit of karaoke.
Bad.
Some of our coworkers, I don't want to name any names, but she's here.
Patty?
Unbelievable.
We did ask Patty about the karaoke thing.
You'd think she would have done karaoke before just doing 10 songs.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Quick 10 songs, why not? Yep.
And I love, too, when you sing so poorly, but you're trying so hard to sing every word right, to get every word right, as if, like, missing a
That's
word.
That's going
to
make the difference.
Go, oh, my God. Did you hear that?
You forgot that.
Yeah.
It's Margaritaville. Jesus. I've never done karaoke.
Me either.
In life.
Ever.
Same here.
I was saying that last night.
Have.
I've never. Wow. Tony, you've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I could see you.
Lives for karaoke.
I get paid to sing, and I don't think I could get up and do karaoke.
You could. You just don't want to.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, I just feel like it'd just have to be a disappointment. Unless no one knew that I sang in the band. Then you could just go like, oh, okay, I'll try.
Right. Yeah, it's, I'm shocked.
That we've never done it?
I get that you haven't. Why? Tell me about you two.
I'm afraid of singing in public, so that's a big part of it. And then, yeah, I'm not really, I've only ever been around it in situations like work Christmas parties, typically. So.
Not like college, like everybody's.
No, it wasn't a big deal where, like, when I was in college.
Huh.
I was in, like, the radio program. We would go to, like, concerts and stuff together, but we didn't go to, like, somebody's house with a karaoke machine.
Right.
Rock band was kind of a thing, but I was always like, this not like being in a real band. Like, I was all hipster and douchey about it.
I only perform when there's a check.
Right. Mm, true.
Right. And makes sense.
No money. No singing.
Mark, your hair.
Was it?
It's going nuts.
Is it?
It's going nuts.
Yeah.
Better?
Yes, you fixed it.
I need more product.
All right.
There's
well,
a lot of sounds around us. I feel like things
Tony,
are,
you missed
I feel
it?
Like things are falling.
Last hour, someone approached us while we were on the air, and then the next person to approach us while we were on the air was our boss, Jeff Allen.
I heard it.
Jeff, can we talk about this like on the break?
I was like, there's no way this is happening right now.
But no one can tell we're on the air. There's
yeah,
no like, speaker or anything.
But Jeff didn't know.
Jeff didn't know.
I loved it. I couldn't
John Goodwin,
it was
one of our sales guys, walked up and had a straight up whisper conversation with me.
And I had to be like, I'm just going to talk so something's going over the air.
He's a sales guy. But then our boss walks up, who's really ultimately responsible for what comes out of the speakers.
Sure.
He just starts talking.
That's funny.
And we were all like,
He's like, hey, can we get this guy in the air? Can we get, I'm just like, And then Rachel goes, maybe we could talk about this on a break. And he goes, what? When we go to commercial.
On the radio.
When we're not talking to people.
Okay, we're still in the air. Let's all keep talking.
I can't
talk
because I don't have headphones.
And it's nice because we're all getting closer and closer together for the warmth.
Here, you know what? I brought headphones. You want these? And
I think I have some in my car.
I have some right here.
The sun's about to go down.
There's a sun?
Don't even say that.
There's a sun.
Yeah. We're not going to make it. I don't know what's going to happen.
Are we playing games?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Oh, I didn't do any of that yet. I'll have to.
Yeah, I've got half-witch questions right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
We spread them out.
I didn't do any of that Elite 8 stuff yet.
Yeah, why don't we? Can we break early, Andrew? Why don't we break
it's your
early?
Show.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Well, let's just break and leave.
Yeah, there you go.
Here comes Jeff.
Here comes
again.
Jeff. Oh, God.
Hey, want to interrupt
Jeff
us again?
Just give us 2 minutes. Just
We're
give
on
us
the
two
air.
Minutes.
We're live. We're live on the air. Thank
That's
you.
Hilarious.
Sorry, sir.
Did Colombo show up?
No.
Mm-mm.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do some half-wits. Hey, some live copies out in the rain. DGS, Cluster F, Merry Christmas.
That's why I said you're back on.
This is the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Dave.
So we are, swear to God, in a windswept, rainy parking lot, but it's for the kids. So these little bastards better love these bikes.
These wet bikes.
I'm just saying.
You don't do well in the elements, buddy. You're just like,
you get your ass outside and you ride that bike.
That's right.
Right now.
I don't care if you've never learned.
You tykes are going to love these bikes.
That's right.
You got to take some falls.
Oh, my.
Do we have Dave Murray?
Do we?
Do we?
Dave, you there?
Even he doesn't want to be part of
here.
This.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
That's right.
We don't have Dave Glover. You think we have Dave Murray?
Can we get Fredbird to do the weather?
The fire hose got him.
So no Murray, right?
Guess not.
Okay.
No, I can do the weather.
Yeah.
Do it. Pull
out your phone.
It's freaking raining.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you're anywhere near Gravois Bluffs.
Really?
Gotta keep on pulling that.
Your ass is going to get wet. You guys want to play Half Wits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad my chair is wet.
Okay, that.
Here, stop it up with the blanket.
He just sat down and stood up immediately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to keep on raining.
Yeah,
on
good.
There you go. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, I'm looking at the weather.
Oh, great.
Delightful.
Yay.
What's that? It's not going to stop?
90%. Yeah.
Yeah, fire hose.
Just keeps on coming.
90%, that's pretty strong.
That's yeah. It.
Okay.
I literally 100. Told you that.
You don't see that very – I mean, at 9 o'clock tonight, 100%.
But then it gets better tomorrow morning, correct? Doesn't it start ending sometime?
Oh, it's going to rain. It's going to rain tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Great.
That thing's not really doing anything.
No, I have to put my glove, like, basically catch it on fire.
Rach, you're supposed to put your face on it.
That's it.
Nervous.
All right, hoist me up.
You ready?
Yeah. Yep.
We're playing Half Wits.
Okay.
Because why the hell not?
Right.
I'm dreaming.
Oh, man.
I'm dreaming.
This show just gets better.
What country is directly north of the United States?
Close.
I just heard Dave Murray. I swear to God, I just heard Dave Murray.
Dave?
I'm here.
Hey!
I've been here
Dave
the whole time.
For Half Wits.
Dave, can you write us a note to get out of this friggin'
yes,
show?
Yes, that's
hey,
right.
You can't say you weren't warned.
That's
no,
true.
No.
It's the fire hose.
So, Dave, let's just screw the rest of the metro. Let's talk about Gravois Bluffs.
Yes.
Okay? In the next 2-3 hours, what should we expect at, like, 44 and 141?
Well, what do you got right now?
Oh, it's rainy. I wouldn't say it's, like, you know, fire hose or even a downpour.
It's not a pretty rain.
No. It's London fog kind of stuff. No.
About 80-mile-an-hour winds.
That's what you're going to have. It's not going to change a heck of a lot. It's not going to change a heck of a lot. There is heavier rain just to your south, but it's having a struggling time getting up here. But if you get a downpour of rain for maybe 20 minutes, I would not necessarily be surprised.
Cool.
Yes, and it's cool. It's a chilly rain.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear Dave very well?
Very faintly. Very, very faintly.
Can the people in their cars hear Dave very well?
Yeah, they'll be able to hear.
That's what counts.
It's just because we're out on remote.
You don't know that.
I have a hunch.
I have a feeling whatever can go wrong with this broadcast will go wrong. It's funny, too, because Jeff's kind of in charge of this, and we have 200-300 bikes sitting in front of us in a parking lot, and I said, hey, what happens tonight? Where do the bikes go? And he just gave me this look like,
not my problem.
You take them all home.
We're in South County. Mm-hmm. There's no crime in South County.
Uh-uh.
So do we want to play Half Wits?
Yeah.
Dave, want to play with us?
Sure.
Okay.
It's just going to be hard to hear for him to buzz in because we can't hear him very well.
Here's what we're going to do.
How's
I'm
this?
I'm going to read the question.
He can be my teammate.
It's better.
Yeah,
he can be
way.
My teammate.
What did you do?
Oh, okay. I just got really, really, really close to the mic.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, you can be. No, he's going to be Convy's teammate.
Okay.
Since they're
Tim.
That's
yeah.
Right. So Convy, I'm on the team too. I'm the manager.
What am I invisible over here?
Yeah.
Oh, you know he's seething right now. He can go home and talk to Fern about it, but he can't.
I know.
Get this, Fern. There's this boy I'm in love with.
Really? I've got a friend of mine that's really crazy about this
guy. Mark, why do you always seem so sad on Tuesday and Fridays?
Yeah.
Hey, how's your remote? It was raining, and his eyes were icy blue. And then he and Murray were teammates. Who are you talking about?
Nobody.
Nothing.
Nobody.
Ugly broad.
Nothing. I'm going to my room.
That's right.
God, I'm sick of having sex with you.
Don't talk.
Okay.
I say that all the time.
Let's just spice this up and let's play a game. Pretend that you're on mornings on
Y98. All right.
What instrument did Don Henley play as a member
Convy.
Of the... Convy. Yes.
and drums.
Ann Murray?
Ann Murray.
Drums.
Plays Ann Murray.
Drum. No. Because we're partners. I was saying,
let's see. Convy. Yes. Who got that first one? Is that Convy as well?
We didn't answer it because we all
called
it.
Because it was Canada.
Yeah.
Correct.
You asked a question?
Whose novels include The Chamber, The Client?
Convy. John Grisham.
Boy, you're not even giving Dave a chance to play, are you?
No, that's okay. I'm on a delay, so I'm never going to win this.
He's riding on the coattails.
They've talked about it before.
Tim.
From what song did R&B singer Seal take home the Grammy Award?
Rachel.
Yes.
Kiss from a Rose.
Very good. In 1954, nuclear testing awoke what famous monster from the Pacific Ocean? God, take it easy.
Wow.
Close.
You can be on Tim's team.
Tim?
Yes.
What do you think?
Oh, you throwing it to him?
Are you throwing it?
Are you
going
to answer
it? It's Godzilla.
Okay, sorry.
Godzilla.
All right, let's be careful with the Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Guys.
Murray laughing in the back.
If this could be broadcast.
Hey, oh,
this,
Jim Hodgman's here.
This would be
This isn't really going on the air, is it?
Rach, why did you just go, hey, Jim Hodgman's here?
I haven't seen him.
He's right
What's
there.
Happening?
I haven't spoken to him.
I think he's shot.
Well, why don't you go there and talk to his ass? We're in the middle of a broadcast. Hey,
Jim I'm the one ruining
here.
This.
I'm
You're
killing
correct.
It at half-wits right now. And
I'm the one bringing this thing down.
Which male?
What happened here? What's going on with this guy?
What guy?
He's broken.
That never has worked.
Oh.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, take a shot. Yeah. If you want to try and fix it.
No, I mean, I just wonder what's going on.
Come.
Which male vocal range is pitched between tenor and bass?
Convy.
Yes.
Soprano?
No.
That's a top.
Might have wanted to talk to your teammate on that one.
Thanks a lot.
Anyone else?
That's on me, buddy.
Columbo.
Yeah.
Baritone.
Baritone is correct. On the board. Taking Rachel's points away because she was mean to me. So. Irish coffee.
Sorry, I'm excited about Jim.
Is made with what type of alcohol?
Columbo. Five Farms. Irish whiskey.
Very good. Takes the lead at 20. Oh my, what a game. What color is the smoke announcing the election of a new pope?
Columbo.
Murray.
When it's a... he can have it.
Murray.
White.
Very good.
Yeah.
Tied for the lead. My goodness gracious.
Woohoo.
Who had the ring immediately before Bilbo?
Rachel Gollum.
No.
Oh.
What? Smeagol?
Yes.
Wait a minute, what?
Same person.
What she just keeps answering until she gets a ring.
Yeah, Smeagol and Gollum are the same person.
Come on.
Minus 20.
You just give out answers until you're done?
Yeah.
They're 100% the same person.
Soprano, no.
He was Gollum when he had the ring. Get Andrew on.
Maybe you could scream at us more over nothing.
Hey, look, Jim Modulin's here. It doesn't count.
Shut up. Andrew knows.
What's he doing? Convy's making you're not right faces.
Oh, he doesn't know.
No, I think she is right. I think she's right.
Thank
you. Still not giving her the points.
But Andrew.
Well, I know in my heart that I'm right, so it doesn't
matter. That's all that
counts. It's not how Half-Wits works.
Who wrote the novel Slaughterhouse Five?
Rachel.
Convy.
Rachel.
Gollum. Kurt Vonnegut.
Still no points.
Smeagol.
Cool. What's up, Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Hi,
you're the topic of conversation all day long.
Talking about you, bud.
Yeah, we sure are.
Barely.
Hey, is Gollum and, are Gollum and Smeagol the same person?
You the Lord of the Rings guy?
Neither of them are real. That's a fact.
I'm waiting on Andrew to pop in and help me.
Oh, yeah, they're the same person.
Andrew left an
Thank
hour
you.
Ago.
Yeah.
I know. Andrew's so far gone. Is he still old
Which U.S. president ordered the first troops into Vietnam?
Close.
Mm. Yes.
Rachel.
Murray.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Ford.
Columbo.
As in Gerald?
Mm. Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson.
Mm. Wait a minute. I didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
When you boof, you can't take it.
Under Sorry, normal Dave. Circumstances, I would agree with you, Dave. But.
We're still in this.
Okay.
Bell.
I feel like question. This sounds really good.
Why don't you go build a friggin' bike?
I'm sorry.
Bell, Spike, Olaf, Marbles, and
Rachel.
Andy.
Frozen? Mm-hmm. The Disney Pixar characters.
What? How many times does she get to answer?
Tell her she gets the point.
He's not saying no.
And if it's not that, it might be this.
They're the siblings of Snoopy.
Oh. I heard Olaf, and then I thought I knew. Sorry for ruining Half-Wits, guys. That's on me.
Frozen. Pixar. Disney.
Pixar. Frozen.
Frozen 2.
Peter I'm Pan? Trying to make something happen.
Too late.
I'm just going to sit out.
Nice going.
What is the little name who disappeared on the beginning of Stranger Things?
Ooh. I know this one, but I'm not playing anymore.
Oh, boy.
No, if you'd like to play.
You can tell me what it is.
Okay.
Do you need first and last?
Columbo.
I'll take anything. It could be a nickname. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Will.
Columbo, Will.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap this up.
God. We can we?
No, we have time left.
See?
Oh, boy.
We got nothing but
we'll
time,
that
brother.
Out a break.
We got nothing but time.
What original literary work was the movie Nosferatu based on?
Columbo. Close.
I think Close got it.
Dracula.
Yes. I'm just laughing.
What was the bat? What was this?
Dracula flying.
You know.
Yeah, flies around.
As he does.
The TV series NCIS was a spinoff from what other series?
Just guess.
I think it's CSI.
Well, you gotta buzz in.
I'm not gonna get
Columbo,
any points.
Play CSI. Or don't. Columbo, CSI.
No, JAG.
Way to go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do it.
Hate you so much.
I'm gonna leave.
With N10, how many cards comprise a pack of tarot cards?
Oh, that's an interesting.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
Tony.
40.
78.
Wow. Mm.
Who knew? Mm. I thought it was far fewer than that.
So did I.
Which island is the boot of Italy kicking?
Columbo.
Yes.
Sicily.
Yay.
Of course he'd get
it's
that.
Where we're from. It's where my people are from.
It's where we're from. Can we go there?
The boot. Yeah.
Three more questions.
All right. Come on, Dave.
Okay.
Good one. I'll take first or last. What was the name of the guy Sam has a crush on in the movie 16 Candles?
Columbo.
Yes.
Dave Murray.
Ha ha. You could have boofed Jack Ryan.
I just went there, right? I get those points? Sure.
In medieval times, what was the Iron Maiden used for?
Columbo.
Yes.
The Iron Maiden was put on over a person's head as punishment for a crime.
Torture would have done, but yes. Last question.
I got those last two ones right. And
just doesn't matter.
You haven't written any points down here.
I'm not.
He doesn't care about
the points.
They
go right here. They go right there.
What valuable product is obtained from the sturgeon?
Close.
Yes.
Caviar. Oh.
You win.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. All right.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll either be back or not. Tim, you're leaving, right? If you say no, you're a dumbass.
I'm leaving, too.
I didn't realize the game. Yeah, no kidding. Dave. Not even here.
Murray's leaving, and he's inside in a nice warm house.
Unbelievably, we've had people come by to see us.
Wow. Wow. That they felt sorry for us.
Nuts.
Well, they should.
So, come on by. We're at the...
It stopped raining.
Beautiful parking lot of... Buffalo Jones.
Are you just too attractive to put on a hood or a hat?
I'm fine.
Okay.
But yes.
Wow.
But yes.
He pointed at his face and goes, I got this.
Hey, right here, brother. The moneymaker.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. You are listening to history, the single worst show we've ever done. This is so perfect. We don't have any lighting out here in the rainstorm. And I turned my notebook to keep the scores for Half-Wits, and now I can't find my notes. So, because all my notes look alike, yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter, because the show sucks. Frank, you there?
Yeah, I am. You know, I've heard some of your shows over the years. I wouldn't say this is definitely the worst, but, you know.
Frank, do you have an hour and 20 minutes in you? Can you just take it from here?
Hey, those are great.
So let's go, like, play-by-play, game six of the World Series. Everything that happened.
Like your Irish
yeah, tell us everything you know about sports right now.
Oh, I don't know much. I liked your Irish cream commercial, though. I'm going to go out and buy a bottle of that. That sounds great. Like great stuff.
That's all that matters, right, Mark?
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah, we move the product.
I have to move the product.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay,
Sports.
Yeah, Blues play tonight and on Sunday, and they're not in last place anymore. What do you think
of
that?
Right. They're ahead of a couple of teams in the league, so that's not bad. The good news is Jaden Schwartz is back. And I don't want to overstate the importance of one player, but since the season has been so dismal and we don't have much to hang our hat on, I will. He really is a good player, and he's healthy after missing 11 games. Came in and had two assists. They're playing a good Colorado team tonight. And here's the amazing thing is they have only won back-to-back games twice all season long. So the odds are against them tonight, although they have been very successful on Friday night. It's going to be a good game tonight at the Enterprise Center against the Colorado Avalanche.
The Rule 5 Major League Baseball draft was yesterday. Cardinals made a couple minor moves.
Oh, wait, one second. Let me interrupt.
Yeah.
So we can stay on the same sport.
Uh-huh.
Frank, I have a question about hockey.
All right.
The Blues, they suck. And they just have no real chance of doing anything this year. Do you think... And they're professionals. They're going to show up and they're going to do their best. Coaches are going to coach their best. Players are going to play their best. But do you think that there's any sort of like, guys, we can do this if we win every game? Or are they like seasoned veterans enough that they're like, look, we're not making the playoffs. Let's just do what we can.
It's a great question. I do think with 65% of the season still remaining and the number of guys who've played in All-Star games, I think they still think there's a shot. You know, whether it's realistic or not, I don't know. But I do believe they think there's a shot.
Well, and you know what? I mean, the truth is, Frank, it is easier than most sports to make the playoffs in the NHL. And there is enough of the season left that mathematically there's better than a shot if they just start playing decent hockey. But that's the rub. Can they actually start playing good hockey?
Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if they go on a little bit of a roll, but because they've dug this hole and because their division is so freaking good, they're going to have to not go on a pretty good roll. They're going to have to go on a great roll.
Absolutely.
Frank, in your experience, I'm going to keep drilling down on this. What percentage of professional athletes play the game like they were high schoolers? And I know, and I don't think I'm talking out of school, Bulger always told me, that he didn't get great joy from playing the game, but he was good at it, and he played his best, and he gave up his body for the Rams, but he didn't feel like a high school kid playing. He just did it because he was a professional. Then you see guys that they're on the sidelines, they're going crazy, you know, like they're a high school football player. What percentage would you say do that?
Boy, that's another great question. I think, like, it kind of depends on how the season is going. I mean, there's guys right now in the NFL who are on really good teams who are 30 years old who are playing this game like they played with the same joy they had in high school. But there are other guys that are on 3-8 squads that have no chance of making the playoffs who are there to simply cash that weekly paycheck. And, you know, there's a high percentage of those guys for sure.
Yeah, I actually knew a ex-Cardinal who told me that at the end of his career he never wanted to touch another baseball field again. That it was strictly a job, like any other job, and he said, you know, when you retire from your job, don't you want to be done? And then you hear about athletes that want to, you know, stay in the game and have a passion.
Keep trying
for
to come
it.
Back.
But it really is two different mindsets.
I think now too, because the money is so ridiculous. It's like imperative that these athletes milk it till they're completely dry. I mean, if you have a chance at age 33 to make $9 million a year or 12, you got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. And most of these guys don't retire on their own. They are kicked out. They're pushed out of the league because the money is so insane.
Frank, would you, and this is a real question for you because you have kids who are elite athletes, when you have boxers making $300 million and you know outfielders making $300 million, if your 12-year-old gifted son or daughter said, I want to try to be a professional athlete, that's my goal, in this day and age, would you go, okay, I'll support you, let's give it a shot?
Yeah, I would, but, you know, the bottom line is, even if they fail, all the life lessons they learn from sports. I mean, like, golf is a great problem-solving sport, and I think a couple of my older ones that were accomplished in golf, they're okay in life because, man, golf is so much about failure. You can have, you know, an incredible tournament and then finish second out of 120, but you still didn't win. And there's so many life lessons to be learned from sports. Did you know the hard work, and you know, you see a direct result from the passion and the work you put into it to the results you get. So I say go for it, but just be realistic that it's likely not going to happen at the top level. But even if you settle for a nice Division I level, that's pretty good.
So, Frank, just about a minute to go. Real quick, as I was saying, the Rule 5 draft was yesterday. A couple minor moves made by the Cardinals. I don't think it's anything worse. Highlighting or talking about, but is that going to be it as far as moves for the Cardinals, or is there going to still be, I'm not talking about Bryce Harper, but is there still going to be another big move or two before the offseason is over?
Yeah, I believe there will be a couple things. First of all, right now as we speak, it appears the Cubs and the Cardinals are in like a little bit of a bidding war, not for Bryce Harper like we anticipated, but rather for Daniel Descalso, who's an outstanding platoon player and a left-handed hitter, and both teams need that role. I do think the Cardinals are going to bring in a marquee left-handed stud reliever like a Zach Britton or an Andrew Miller. Offensively, I think it'll be a platoon player, and then out of the bullpen, some knockout left-handed reliever.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Well, that tells you all you need to know about this show. The best segment by far was the Frank Cusimano sports segment. So, Tim, you heading out?
I'll stay if you want me to stay.
My God. Okay, quick break. Right back. More of this genius content when we return. Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 5 p.m. Happy Friday. So, before I tell you what we're doing right here, let me remind you that we are in the final stretch of Operation Food Search and Hardee's. We set at about $37,000 on our way to $50,000. We have until, almost exactly a week. Next Friday at 6 p.m., it's over. We'll be doing the show live from the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley from 3 to 6. That's going to be a big one. And next Wednesday, Rach and I are going to be in Belleville at the Hardee's. And we need you to come by, buy some beanies, go by this weekend, get your breakfast, lunch, dinner from Hardee's, and buy a DGS bumper sticker. And we are out here, and it's just beautiful, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
It's just
short sleeve weather.
It's wonderful. No, this is beautiful. We have probably 300 bikes sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
So cool. Something that our company, Intercom, is doing with our sister stations. We'll be out here again tomorrow and Sunday, bring a new bike put together or not put together, and we'll put it together, and we'll give it to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots, and they will spread that out in the St. Louis community. My old competition, new teammate, Mark Reardon from KMOX joins us. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Is this your first time on 97.1?
I think it actually
That's
is.
Cool.
Wow. You know what? I was thinking about that. I don't think I've ever been invited before.
That's
so
very
thank
cool.
you for the invitation.
So what was it like a few months ago when you guys heard the news like, hey, we bought 97.1, they'll be here in a couple months?
You know, that was really shocking because we had just been taken over by Intercom, CBS. My buddy Les Moonves, I don't know if you've heard about what's happening. I really miss him. And you know, I was actually on vacation 3 years ago in Mexico, and people started texting me about the sale of radio properties, and I'm like, that's great, Les Moonves. Thank you very much. But I think he's getting his just desserts. Yeah, but we didn't – I don't think anyone really saw it coming, not even the bosses. So it was a bit of a shock. But I was happy because, as you guys know, your boss, Jeff Allen, is an old morning show partner of mine from like 30 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
Jeff and I have kept in contact over the years, and so I welcome you guys to the building.
You Absolutely. Guys, like you and Mark, Jeff, been in the business forever. It's such a small town. It's such a small business. Don't ever burn bridges because you're going to end up working with that guy again.
No, that's very true. Very true. because most of the time, you know, I went up to Milwaukee for 10 years, and the way that I ended up there was a guy who was a news director at KTTS in Springfield. You know, he had interviewed at KMOX, didn't get the gig. I was looking for work. You know how that is in radio, Mark Close?
Oh, yeah.
Looking for work.
Yes. Well, and there's less and less radio groups, so you burn a bridge.
I wonder if the people here listening to the Dave Glover Show realize there's an AM dial. You know, there's a dial on the AM.
No.
I believe it or not, there
it's
is.
It's still on? 11, I thought they discontinued that.
I thought they had too, but I still get paid occasionally.
So 2018 has to go down in history as one of the most news-making, fast-moving political years. If you can, give me your 5-10-minute take on 2018.
I think the last couple years, Dave, I don't know about you guys, but the number one question that I'm often asked is, you know, they know you're in radio, do a three-hour show, I do a three-hour show. How much prep do you do? And years ago, I used to say, well, I do a lot, you know, do a lot of prep. I'm reading all the time. Then Donald J. Trump came along. And, you know, I don't say this as a joke because you really can't prepare for the news cycle. The news cycle is not 24 hours. It's not a week. It's not 12 hours. It's by the minute. So you guys probably know this. You come in, it's noon or 1 o'clock, and the dynamics change. I don't even know what to make of some of the things. I just played some of the Michael Cohen interview from George Stephanopoulos, and I've been looking for some of the retaliation tweets by the president. I was probably what is best known now as a never-Trumper in 2016. I did not vote for the president. I don't like his personality. I don't like his style. I like the policies. I like where the country has gone. I like the economic policies. And I get, you know, my buddy Ted Nugent, as I name drop here, because I've known Ted for a long time, when I was asking him this a couple of months ago, he said, look, we wanted the anti-politician president. So that's what people wanted. And I get that. I think I was late to the game. But I also think that there's so much division and so much craziness right now, I'm not so sure how to handle it. It wears me down. It really does wear me down. You guys get a nice balance here. I think you talk about issues in politics, but you get to have a lot of fun. I'm exhausted by it, especially now. And, you know, Mark, you remember the times in radio when December was like the dead zone, right?
Nothing going on.
Let's have the folks who need some airtime. There's no dead time. There's no dead zone anymore with this news cycle, which keeps it kind of fun and interesting.
Well, you and I line up exactly then. And if you think it's tough on KMOX, try being me, an agnostic moderate who likes the president's policies and doesn't like the way he does it. And thinks that he just punches down all the time. And look, what I get the most pissed off about is when it makes me feel like he thinks I'm stupid because he's talking to me. And when he says things like, yeah, I didn't know anything about those payments, didn't sleep with any of those.
Come on, right?
I love God.
I mean, come on.
And it's Donald Trump. If ever there's been someone you'd say, tell me, name someone who's a control freak, who's the head of their empire, who nothing happens without their knowledge, it's Donald Trump. And so you're going to tell me that all this happened and his lawyer just decided the best thing to do would be to go out and pay these women off, even though it broke campaign finance laws. I just don't buy it.
No, I don't buy it either. It's not feasible. And let me talk a little bit about empathy, too, because I'm a conservative, pretty staunch conservative. I'd say libertarian conservative. But I do think that you have to be empathetic. And let me use the immigration issue for a minute. I think you can take a stand against illegal immigration and people crossing the border illegally without saying some of the things and taking the tone that the president and the vice president have when it comes to the children and the women and the families. Maybe some of them are not all trying to get here for the right reasons, but I've been to Honduras. I've been to third world countries. I've seen poverty, and people in this country don't know real poverty. So I think you have to be at least empathetic to why they want to get here. Now, look, we have a process. I think the process should be followed, but why can't you just be a little bit more empathetic to some of the things and the people and the challenges that people have? That would be my take.
Here's something that makes me crazy lately. We saw this yesterday with our outgoing Senator Claire McCaskill. We've seen it with Jeff Flake in recent interviews, another senator that's leaving the government. If you don't know, yesterday Claire gave her big farewell address on the Senate floor and got a little emotional, but she said the same line that we've heard Jeff Flake and others say, like, hey, things are broken here in the Senate, and you guys need to fix it. We need to get together. We need bipartisanship. I am embarrassed at where the Senate is now as it was when I came in. But none of them say that until they're leaving.
Yeah.
They don't do anything to
like
work on it.
Jeff Flake famously said, like, oh, I could have never.
Yeah, I could have never done that while I was serving. I could have never voted that way if I was going to run again. Well, why not? Because you don't have the balls to. That's why not. And you can't complain about it afterwards. If you know it's broken, if you know and you say that you know how to fix it and you know what the right things to fight for are, to wait until you're leaving to bring it all up is
the
coward's
way.
Can you
say because you don't have the balls to do it on KMOX?
Sure.
Can you really? No,
absolutely. I've said it. But you're absolutely right. And, you know,
Can you say boobies?
I say boobies.
Nice.
I say, you know, different things.
Let's get him to say other
Just
stuff.
Just keep saying words until we find what he can't say.
Poo-poo.
I want to be a little careful here because I still have a job. But, yeah, I say
When did Mark Reardon say poo-poo head jokes?
Well, I have a 3.5-year-old, so that happens quite often.
Yeah.
It does happen quite often. But, look, I got hit by a guy on Twitter yesterday because I, as a conservative, am concerned about the amount of spending, and I've talked about that for
22 trillion
decades. Right? And somebody on Twitter responded in the way that a lot of people respond these days. Well, look at what the socialist Democrats and all that. And he started calling me Bob Corker and Jeff Flake. I'm like, really, dude, you don't even know what being a conservative truly is, because if we've moved from that spot and just because you support Donald Trump defined you as a conservative, that has nothing to do with it. So I think people really don't know a lot of what they're talking about. And I tend to hope, and I've been doing this for a long time, that some of the people that do things like that are in the minority. I think there's a lot of sane people in this country. There are very smart people that supported Donald Trump, voted for him, that I think are constantly disappointed in the way he behaves, but they still are happy. And I get this. Look, I really get this, that Hillary Clinton is not president.
Yeah.
They're happy. They looked at the Supreme Court. They looked at the alternative. I think if she was president today, I think things would be, in a different way, messy and complicated. So I don't know if I'm glad that he was elected, but I'm glad at some of the results.
If it was your job to win the next election for the Democrats, if there's a person you would run or a type of person you would run against Donald Trump?
Bernie Sanders.
I think, here's somebody that I have on my show quite a bit, Selena Zito. She's a journalist from Pittsburgh. She wrote a great book called The Great Revolt, and she dissected what happened in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan with the blue-collar voters. And she pointed out that in the aftermath of this election from last month, the Democrats are pushing even further to the left, so they cannot beat Donald Trump if he's still in office. Or let's say Mike Pence. Say Donald Trump gets kicked out. Mike Pence is the guy. I just don't think that the left wing of the party from both coasts are going to bring people together in the heartland and the states that matter with the electoral votes. So I'm not so sure that there won't be a surprise candidate that emerges amongst the 35, because all the names that are at the top of that list right now, I don't think can be elected. Mm-hmm. Having said that, I didn't think Donald J. Trump was elected.
Yes.
What do I know?
You're so right, though, that the number one failure of the conservatives in recent years is they talk about the need for a smaller government and to cut spending, and not a single one of them has done anything about it.
Well, look, I've known Speaker Ryan for 20 years now. I've known him since he was elected in Wisconsin. He's a friend of mine. I've expressed this to him, saw him a couple times this year. I'm disappointed because I think that he may not have sold his soul to the extent that a lot of Republicans have, but I think they all did. And to your point with Corker and Flake, it's easy as they go out the door to say all these things. Right. Look at Claire, and I like Claire, but she could have said some of these things when she was running. She didn't do it because she was afraid of the political consequences.
Yep. How much do you get into, on your show or just in your brain, local politics, like city of St. Louis, where we both work?
Yeah, I do that quite a bit on my show.
Is it ever going to change? Like when I was a lawyer in 1991 going downtown, it was a farce, and it seems to be a farce now.
It's pretty sad when you think about it. I think one of the best steps that they made, although you already have some of these members on the Board of Aldermen, is to reduce the number of members. We have more members of the Board of Aldermen in the city of St. Louis than they do in Los Angeles have representatives. I mean, some of it is absolutely crazy. Now, we all voted to reduce that number. They're trying to move it in the other direction. There's a lot of dysfunction. But, Dave, you know what gets talked about, and it's going to be pushed now in the next couple of years, maybe with a potential ballot issue in the state of Missouri, is the city-county merger.
Yeah.
Well, if you have the city or the county have to decide that, it will not happen. But there is a navigation, I guess, route to get that achieved with a statewide ballot where the folks from outside of the area make that decision. But I don't know that I want that. I think people in the county, I'm a St. Louis County resident now, I used to live in the city. I don't know if I want to take on the problems of the city, but it is dysfunctional. And I like Lyda Crewson as a person, but I don't think that she has shown the type of leadership that's necessary to move this city forward. Now, I'm happy about some of the things that are happening, like the MLS project. I'm not a soccer person, but I think that the city needs some good things right now because we've been kicked in the gut. I've lived in Missouri more than any other place in my life. I came here in 1979. I was so glad that the Arch grounds were renovated because for decades it looked exactly the same as it did when I moved here in 1979. So there's progress. I think we're making some of it, but the dysfunction's not going to go away, and that's, I think, a result of some of the partisanship and the divisiveness right now as well.
Man, you should do this more often. This is great.
Well, you got to come on the round table, Grover, but you're on at the same time.
I
so.
Love it. Mark Reardon, afternoons on The Voice St. Louis KMOX. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it, and try to stay warm out here. And we'll see you next week in the building, right, where it's a lot warmer. Take care.
Yeah, much warmer.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for the invite.
Quick break. We are live. We've shockingly had several fans come by.
Amazing. Very nice.
Thank you to the gentleman that brought us the hand warmers.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm using them. They're great.
Thank you to Steve on Twitter. He brought us some blankets back here.
And Cindy brought us some American honey to keep us warm. Couple of
awesome
shots of that will be good.
Very nice. Quick break. Right back. Close the corner after this. Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday to you. My new best friend in the world, Terry Moore, just brought us Little Caesars Pizza. He's the owner of the Little Caesars here near the Grabois Bluffs. I'm not kidding you. That may be the best pizza I've ever had.
Oh.
Just something warm in my belly.
Some crazy
God.
Bread. Oh,
I call him a lifesaver, and I mean it.
So
he's
good.
Thank you.
He's a lifesaver.
We're such pusses. We're acting like we're in the middle of Afghanistan
yeah,
or
really.
Something.
We'll be here forever.
People pinging his pizza.
So I had to go to the bathroom, and rather than...
A 12-pack of Budweiser.
Terry just took it up a notch.
Yeah.
Keep saving the day.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Thank
you, buddy.
Yeah, if you're going to order pizza tonight, do it at Little Caesars near the Grabois Bluffs.
So I had to go to the bathroom, so I decided to go inside to the Kohl's rather than use the porta-potties. And I had finally started to thaw by the time I was walking back out the door, so now I get to refreeze.
You know what it's like? It's like at Intercom, you guys all will get this. When you're walking in or out, there's that little breezeway that's like the hottest place in the world.
Yes.
And it sucks because you're really warm and then you know you're just going to hit the cold.
Hit the garage. Yep.
Makes it even worse. So before we get to Closest Corner, Mike LaMartina is our everything guy at Intercom. When we first moved to Intercom, we didn't know who anyone was. And I don't even know how they introduced me to Mike as what his job was. But he is kind of really the glue that... Like, the beanies come from Mike, and the ideas come from Mike, and he puts all this stuff together we're doing tonight. And we're just talking about how this happened, and this kind of happened almost by accident last year, right?
Indeed. It was something that where we had these amazing stations, these amazing audiences, and we said, how do we activate them? Instead of just talking about the light displays and you can go see this and go do that, how do we turn them into givers, you know? And everyone wants to give at this time of year, so... Last year we said, well, let's try and give. And we created this Bikes for Tykes campaign. And it turned into a great success last year, and it was very unexpected in that sense. We didn't set goals. We didn't create ultimatums of what we were going to do. It was just, let's do the best we can. And now we're out here today, and we're doing it again.
Yeah, how did you do last year? What were the numbers like?
738 bikes. 254 helmets and about 15,000 in funds.
And how are we so far now?
Well, our great partners from SSM Physical Therapy to Jim Butler Chevrolet, Lions Choice, they did individual fundraising programs. Now, so these aren't things where they're just writing checks as a company, right? These are things where...
Doing the work.
Yeah, these are things where they're asking their customers, do you want to give? And so this year, we've started out of the gates, and we've already exceeded the numbers from last year. Just from that.
That's great.
And now we're out here asking the public to help, this is about bikes and it's about helmets and it's about fundraising, but Toys for Tots is about toys too. So we're taking toys, we're taking bikes, helmets, the whole deal. And we opened it up today, as you saw, with the big parade, and we'll be out here all weekend until 3 on Sunday.
Okay, so people, tomorrow and Sunday is supposed to be really pretty nice weather for the middle of December. What can they do?
They can come here and they can bring us cash, bikes, toys, helmets, anything. And if they want to buy something here locally, we have a program going with Walmart down the street, the Grabois Bluffs, where you can buy a bike, helmet, etc. in there, and we'll haul it up here for you, so you don't even have to worry about it.
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Great work, as always. Coach got a corner in you?
Yeah, we'll do it. I just wondered, I was thinking about this again on the way, and I'm going to get the kid tonight. She's flying in from Los Angeles, and oh, so cool. We get her for about 14 days.
Your kid or?
Just a kid.
Okay.
I'm just going to go out and anybody.
They ordered one.
Just pick one.
Anybody that's around the carousel, I'm just going to pick
her
up.
Hey, here's a bike.
Yeah. Come on, join me with the bikes. But the other part of it is some friends of mine I was talking about, and they've got three kids. And one of the kids, they don't talk with anymore because it just kind of got strange for whatever reason. And when I say kid, I'm saying probably 26 years old. And it just made me really kind of sad because there's a lot of people that have a family situation like that. And I'm not talking, but you argue with your brothers and your sisters and siblings. And that happens a lot, no matter how old you might get. But to be able to say that you've got a family and there's a member of it that you really don't associate with anymore because of problems that have happened in the past, just seems like it's, and I've got it in my family. I've got it in my very, very intermediate family and stuff, and it's just rough. And especially this time of year, you start thinking about that, and if there's a way you can kind of, just try and bring it back in a little bit, and it's because, the whole, I sound like the Godfather here, but the whole family thing, how important that is to everybody, and that's one of the things with Beaner coming in, being an only child, she's going to see her. She's going to see her cousin, who lives up in Kansas City, who she's super tight with. It's almost like a sister. And I know she's excited about coming in to see us. But being able to see her, a family member from being like 2,000 miles away, it's like a really big move for her. So maybe during the holidays, if you've got that in your family, and probably everybody does to a certain point, if you can reach out a little bit and mend some fences or something like that, anything you can do.
Thank God for me. The only contact I have.
I say it every day. Every single day. We've been saying it for 20 years.
With no family is like fiction, on a movie or in a book or a podcast. If someone says, oh, I have no family, it's just me. And there are millions, there may be a billion people out there in the world who literally have no family.
Yes.
And that's unimaginable to me.
Yeah.
To just be the only, maybe have some friends. You don't have any blood to turn to.
Yeah. And Fern's dad grew up in an orphanage until he was like 13, 14 years old. And then his older sister got him out, and he used to talk about it, that his family was the most important thing in the world to him because, like you said, he didn't have one for a long time. His mom and dad just took off, and he was living there with another sibling in an orphanage. And you just can't even begin to imagine.
No, you can't.
Yeah, what that's like. And again,
isn't it amazing when people survive?
It really is. He just reveled in that, and it didn't even have to be anything important or big. Just being around the kids and the family was the number one thing in the world for him because he had not come from that. So again, during the holidays, man, you can make that move and reach out a little bit. I think it makes all the difference in the world. So
if it's too personal, just tell me. But if you have something like this in your immediate family, do you think about trying to heal that rift yourself?
Yes, I have. I've reached out on occasions, and we've made some forward motion.
Yeah.
And then it kind of falls back again.
Yeah.
And it's tough. And then the longer you're away from that individual, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And then when the holidays roll around, you see the families and stuff. So, yeah, I've tried, and I'm not giving up. I'm going to keep going in that direction.
My brother had no real contact with the family for about 15 years.
Yeah,
and I finally, much to his anger, hired a private detective to find him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And reached out to him, and he was so mad at me for doing that, and it's an invasion of my privacy, and I don't want to be a part of this family. And then he ended up coming back into the family, and most people know the story about my dad.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, it was about 12 or 15 years that we just didn't know where he was.
Yeah. And it's just
a really common thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's
also just one of the number one deathbed regrets. Is that people who are dying in hospice, is that there was a relationship, usually in the family, not always, but usually, that they didn't repair.
Right. And it's blood, man. It's more important than anything. And again, to reach out and try and help out in that, I think is really important. Mike, I want to, real quick, too, on the bikes. You keep all the bikes here, right? You don't move them out till the very end?
It's looking like it.
No, this will be a parking lot. It'll be a sea of bikes.
Okay.
Do you have a security guard overnight?
You.
you're working the overnight
shift.
It's
going to be convy.
Dave, you thought you were leaving here at 6. Nope.
But I think that's pretty cool in that if you want to bring the kids on, we've always talked about this, when you make a donation, having your kids with you, because they're, every kid thinks, well, you know, every kid gets a bike. Every kid gets all their toys. When they can come out here to Gravois Bluffs and see an entire parking lot full of bikes, how cool is that?
I asked Phoebe if she and a friend would come out here with me tomorrow. I think I may make her. This may be one of those put your foot down kind of things, because for Phoebe and a friend to put together a bike for a kid.
Yes.
That's nice.
You know, guys, I have young children. I was a late bloomer. But I have young children, and we started last year, obviously, with this drive. This is my job, right? But we're really, we try and instill values in our kids. We try and tell them the good things of life and show them those lessons. Last year, we went and let them pick out bikes in Walmart, in the store. They were pre-assembled. And brought them to the drive.
That's great.
And my girls got to donate them, and they know why they were donating them. And it's, I think if you have any of those moments, any of those opportunities, and you can do that for the generations to come, let's go.
Totally agree. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back for one more segment. Show will go until 7 as usual, playing a best of at 6. And then some portion of us, it could be all of us, not Tony, but me and Rach and Mark may be out here tomorrow at different times. Convy's evidently here the whole weekend. I think he's sleeping out, you know, under the tent. And it really, truly, if only for a teaching moment for your kids, would be great to, because it's really a cool sight, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger, this sea of bikes, to tell your kids, look, we've had our rough times, but nothing compared to other people. Mm-hmm. Be thankful for what we have and, you know, kind of pay it forward. Quick break, right back, DGS. Well, it took me 18 years in the business, but now I know what a diva is. Van Lorenz.
Yeah.
Up on the stage.
Yeah, it gets us. Yeah, we know why you're here. Yeah.
Walks down off the stage.
Yeah.
Starts eating our pizza.
Yeah.
We're so spoiled. So many people have brought us stuff.
You might want. I think Santa Baby is skipping. You might want to get back up there. So.
Big thanks to our pal Tim Convy for bringing us.
What a guy.
Coffee.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you again, Terry from Little Caesars.
Oh, hey. Terry saved my life.
Yeah, you're going to be out all night.
I was not going to get dinner tonight, and Terry at Little Caesars saved my life.
So we talked to Mike last segment, and Mike's awesome, but how great is the entire promotions, marketing, street team?
Yeah.
They've been out in it all day. I mean, in the rain.
You guys
remember
how bad the promotions department at Emmis was?
Yeah. Especially a period for a while. It was really brutal.
Yeah, this one guy was in charge, and it was
he was terrible.
And that was bleak.
Hated that guy.
So tell everyone what you're doing later tonight, Tone.
Yeah, tonight we will be inside. It will be warm. It will be nice. And the music is going to be great. It is the U2 REM show tonight. U2 tribute band, U2 hype, followed by the REM tribute band Murmur out at Del Mar Hall. I will be out there hosting the whole night. And the REM tribute band, they did their first show just this year in March, and I am an REM guy, and I want the music to be as true to the real REM music as it can be. And Jason Nelson, who is the front man for the Queen tribute that we've been doing for years, Mark's been a part of that as well. He's the front man for the REM.
Jason Nelson just thinks he can sing anything,
doesn't he? He really does. He really does, and I think he really can.
He does a nice job.
Yeah.
Really nice job.
And if you are a fan of U2 and or REM, Del Mar Hall tonight is the place to be. It is a co-headliner situation, so both bands are getting a full set. So you're going to get a full set of U2, a full set of REM. I'll be there all night. I'm going to rush out of here, home, take a shower, straight to Del Mar Hall, and I hope to see you out there. It is going to be a blast.
Awesome.
Go now if you want. We have like 5 minutes left.
I've seen it this far. I've come this far.
Did you guys see me get hit by the tent?
I did.
I've been wanting to talk about that because it happened right before Reardon got here.
Yeah.
We couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
Dave got hit by a tent.
Again.
That was.
It just happens every time he's outside. Tents take him out.
I thought you might have ran into the tent and caused the domino effect.
No. I was going to the porta potty and just walking over there,
and
suddenly there was this gust of wind.
They burst.
And for the second time in my career, I got hit in the head with a tent.
Yeah. Anybody that is familiar with the old 10x10 pop-up tent, we've got about, we had four of them all sort of tied together. We're down to 2.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, one got twisted pretty strong. Yeah, it's a mess. So
gust of wind, and it looked like It looked like a movie scene.
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy.
You hear crashing going down, and just saw Dave's feet sticking out from the bottom. I was so worried.
Oh, you should have sold that.
Like the wicked mist of the heap.
You should have went down
about
in a heap. Oh!
I can't do the rest of the
show. I gotta go home.
I could have been like the Glenn Beck guy, like, Dave, oh my God, are you okay? Dave, tell me, please.
In court.
Speak to me.
Really?
Mr. Glover, did you have a choice about being there on that day?
No.
Was there any sort of weather predictions?
Fire hose rain.
Dave Murray said.
Why in the world?
It was going to be really bad.
Why would they put you out in a situation like that?
They placed the only bathroom right by a death trap.
Well, was it a good show?
It was the worst show ever. Yes, we heard it.
They play the half-wit segment and as evidence.
I'm just sitting there in court going, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then this dude hit me in the face and hurt real bad.
Uh-huh.
Boy, tomorrow's going to feel balmy compared to
this. I am looking forward to tomorrow. Oh.
Sunday. This is still going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. If I was advising anyone out there that wanted to come out here and be a part of this, Sunday's your day.
Sunday's
it's supposed to be sunny.
Yep.
I think near 50, 40s for sure.
Yeah.
It's not fire hose rain, mm-hmm. not windy, not cold.
We want to make sure we don't forget about Hardee's.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
To give you a big reminder for the weekend. Weekends are exciting for me. I really, really get invested in this stuff, and I'm very competitive. And you guys are doing it all. I will make my donations, but you guys are the big lion's share of this. So if this weekend you're heading out and you see a Hardee's, please, 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 just go through, get a soda, get a burger, some chicken tenders, and buy a DGS sticker. Hopefully you'll put it on your car proudly. They're $1. $1 is great. $5 is better. 10 would be perfect. And then next Wednesday is our very last appearance. Rach and I are going to be at the Hardee's in Belleville, Illinois at Green Mount?
Green Mount.
Green Mount Commons. And then next Friday is it. We are literally 3 minutes away, from 1 week. That's it. Because 6 p.m. next Friday, it shuts off. And what we do is what we do. And we're going to be at the Hardee's in the Chesterfield Valley doing our show. That's when we really want you to come by.
And you know what, guys? I already have a special guest lined up for next Friday.
Really?
Yes.
His name,
a secret.
His first name doesn't begin with Tim, does it?
No. Oh, this is a secret guest. Wow. You guys will find out on Friday.
Wow.
And Friday.
But it's a big deal.
Cool.
Big deal.
And the final show, it's kind of the final show of the year for us because we start the vacation.
Yep.
It's a party, man. It's a great time. Crazy things happen.
Yeah. Mark's
we lose our
get
minds.
Drunk.
We'll all be naked. It is a party.
He always works in and we'll all be naked.
Yeah. Yep.
One of these days,
it's going to happen. And won't you be sad?
I'm the only one there. Hey, no. Okay.
My God. Today's
a naked day. Oh.
Darn.
Tony's the only one that did it.
Right. That's what everybody wants to see while they're eating their Hardee's.
Rachel put on clothes.
Yeah, Rachel's quitting.
Rachel put on a sweater and ran.
Oh, my.
I can't believe he did it. I can't believe I saw it. Oh, God.
I told him not to, and he did it anyway.
Look, he's like a snake. I'm taking my secret guest, and I'm leaving.
My secret guest is an attorney.
I'm tired of working with boys.
Really? That'd be perfect. The secret guest comes in, sees me. Okay, thank
turns
you very
on
much.
Heel
goodbye.
Say hello to Brown and Crouppen. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow during the afternoon if you want to come out and say hi to us and bring us a bike. This is at the Graboy Bluffs. We are in, well, you can't miss it. I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's about three acres. So thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with us. We'll be back on the air Monday, and we'll be out here all weekend.